Marseille talks about, continues to talk about in the Seder, that is, about the Gvulin, the land that will fall to the Jewish people, and what each Shevet will get, what Reuven got and Chatzi Shevet Menashe got on the other side of the Jordan River, and why it was important for Menashe to be divided, so that there'll be a relationship between all the Shvatim. And then it talks about the Ari Miklat, there are different opinions to the Ari Miklat, but it's a Savas Bnei Yisrael V'nasnu Lalavim Minachlas Achuzasam Arim Lo Shaves V'migrash Arim Sivosam Titnu Lalavim V'ayu Arim Lahem Lo Shaves Migrasham Yulavim Tam Ruchusham Lachol Chayosam. Again, it goes on, but it talks about the Ari Miklat is not just a land of inheritance for the Levim, but also for the people who've committed manslaughter, the people that they weren't completely without blame, but neither did they commit murder. So there are all sorts of halachas about the Gemara Makos comes from this Sedra with all the different halachas of the Goel Adam. But we know many of the halachas relate to who gets out, how do you get out of these places? The death of the Kohen Gadol. That the death of the Kohen Gadol is a release for them. So again, many, many different things thrown out from this. There's a tragedy that befell the people when the Kohen Gadol passed away. But what happens, for example, if the Kohen Gadol didn't die? What happens to the person in the Yermiklat? Does he get buried in his family plot? No, he's buried by the Yermiklat. It's a chiyuv. What happens if the Goel Adam gets him? Is he buried in the Yermiklat? Is he not? One of the most bizarre, to my way of thinking, occurrences that took place was that the mother of the Kohen Gadol used to go to the Sixth Ari Miklat, and she would talk to people. Why? Because the family members that of these people who committed manslaughter lived around. They built up cities, suburbs, as it were, around the Ari Miklat. And they lived there so they could talk to their loved ones. The loved ones couldn't come out, but they would visit them. It's not like today, you know, hop on a plane, you go to around the world. So why did the mother of Kohen Gadol visit? So she could give them food and give them chizuk and make friendships with all the people. Why? Because they shouldn't pray for the death of the Kohen Gadol. Why? Because again, the only way the people could get out of the Yermiklat was the death of the Kohen Gadol. Now, let me ask you a question. How is it possible that the Rebbeinu Shem should listen to the prayers of a murderer or somebody committed a man? That is so important that the mother of the Kohen Gadol would go around there. Now, granted, if she gave birth to a Kohen Gadol, she had unbelievable midos that were able to influence the family that led to the creation of a person who committed manslaughter. No doubt about it, that just as the Levim had to reform the person in the Ari Miklat, so too the loved ones around the Ari Miklat also needed rehabilitation, I guess that's the word. But why it's so important? Because when we daven, the importance of davening, when we daven, if you're just davening like most of us daven, I'm in a hurry, I got to get to work, whatever it is, you're not, no kavana, okay, that's tefillahs have one way. But when you know the only way you're going to get out is for Hashem to help you, right? You can't, you're not who's going to kill the Kohen Gadol. I mean, the only way you can get out as a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you daven with such unbelievable kavana that the Rebbeinu Shem at least will listen. He may not do anything about it, but he's going to listen. And so it teaches us the importance of our prayers when we focus our kavanas. And certainly, that lesson is appropriate during the 3 weeks and the 9 days. We pray for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Do we? We don't. Things are comfortable. Things aren't so bad here. You know, I got a Lexus. I got a this. I got a, nothing against people with Lexuses. But the idea that we have to focus our davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should listen to us, that we should pray with a full heart. Ad kedei kach, it was so important that even the mother of the Kohen Gadol had to run around outside of the Ari Miklat so that God shouldn't listen to the prayers of somebody who committed manslaughter. It's a big, big Musar Haskel for all of us. Let's focus our tefillos so we should bring the ultimate Geula.